The jury in the trial of accused Washington, D.C. area sniper John Allen Muhammad begins deliberating today. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on yesterday's closing arguments.
Prosecutor Richard Conway began by leading jurors through a methodical review of the 16 shootings prosecutors have attempted to link to Muhammad and his alleged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo. Conway said the pair, in his words, carried out a path of death and destruction along the eastern seaboard. He said Muhammad was the captain of a killing team who transformed a 1990 Chevrolet Caprice into what he called an urban sniper hide or platform, a killing machine, an instrument of death. He bluntly described the shooting of 54-year-old Dean Myers, a man he said who survived a wound in Vietnam and returned to be gunned down by a terrorist. He said Myers, in his words, made the mistake of trying to get gas in his car so he can get home, and what happens to him? Bang, Conway said, another one bites the dust. Muhammad's demeanor was much the same as it has been throughout the trial. He was attentive, his hands folded under his chin. Defense attorney Peter Greenspun was next. He admitted to jurors he had a daunting task, pointing to a thick stack of pictures and doctor's reports prosecutors introduced to chronicle the victims of the sniper shootings. Those are the results, Greenspun said, urging jurors to look instead at the evidence. There is a gap of evidence about Muhammad, Greenspun said. The Caprice, he said, far from being an urban hide, stood out in a land of minivans and SUVs with its dark tinted windows. He told jurors the Commonwealth invites you to use speculation, suspicion, and innuendo in the absence of proof. He said there was no evidence that Muhammad ordered or directed Malvo. That's an important phrase because jurors must determine whether Muhammad ordered or directed Malvo if they're to find Muhammad guilty of the capital terrorism charge. Greenspun told jurors they had been subjected to an emotional pounding with the wrenching testimony and grisly photographs shown them of shooting scenes. But Greenspun said the jurors must be very, very careful in dealing with that emotion. The final words were left to Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert. Calling himself a country boy, Ebert showed perhaps why he sent more defendants to death row than any other prosecutor in the state. Use your common sense, he told jurors. These folks were a killing team. Your common sense will tell you a trained person will be the leader in this killing team, not a 17-year-old boy from Jamaica. Ebert said defense attorneys say you can't believe the testimony of prosecution witnesses. If you think all these people came in here to lie, he told jurors, then throw this case out, dramatically pointing to Muhammad, you let him walk out of this door right now. Ebert said the evidence was clear and concrete. Muhammad, he said, was controlling, polite. This is the kind of man, Ebert said, who would, in his words, pat you on the back and cut your throat. It's now up to 7 women and 5 men to determine whether Muhammad is guilty of 2 capital murder charges in the death of Myers, killing more than one person in a 3-year period and committing murder in an effort to terrorize the population. Judge Leroy Millette instructed jurors they could also find Muhammad guilty of a lesser charge of first-degree murder. The jurors will deliberate a half day today, and if they haven't reached a verdict by then, will go home until Monday. If Muhammad is found guilty, then the sentencing phase of the trial will start, expected to take a week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.